This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A pleasant evening across Israel. Clear skies with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv and a comfortable night ahead in Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys mild conditions, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports Justin that Israeli strikes on a highway south of Beirut have killed 8 people, including 2 children, according to Lebanon. Also, the Jerusalem Post has news from earlier this hour of pro-Iran hackers claiming responsibility for a cyber attack on Spotify. They cite revenge for the killing of Ayatollah Khamenei. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the IDF has managed to curb an anti-tank threat in Lebanon. However, Hezbollah's use of explosive drones exposes a new danger. Separately, Forward reveals from their earlier reporting that a new Israeli report on alleged systematic sexual violence during the October 7 attacks seeks to shift the debate from denial to accountability. And finally, Axios shares that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could help Trump reach a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel posted just minutes ago about the Israeli strikes near Beirut, emphasizing the casualties reported by Lebanon. Meanwhile, IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reported earlier today that Israel's military chief stated the campaign is not over, with the IDF ready to resume fighting, if necessary. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted recently that the IDF chief of staff remains on constant alert, stressing readiness from Judea and Samaria to Tehran. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Israeli strikes in Lebanon, the Times of Israel highlights that the strikes targeted Hezbollah positions following prior evacuation warnings. This escalation follows a series of cross-border skirmishes, increasing tension in the region. For civilians, this means heightened fear and uncertainty. Turning to the cyber attack on Spotify, the Jerusalem Post notes pro-Iran hackers targeted the platform as retaliation. Users experienced disruptions, showcasing vulnerabilities in global digital infrastructure. This incident points to the ongoing cyber warfare amid geopolitical tensions. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that, despite neutralizing anti-tank threats, the IDF is now dealing with explosive drones. These new tactics by Hezbollah present fresh challenges for Israeli forces. Civilians in the area are advised to remain vigilant and heed safety guidelines. Separately, Forward discusses the impact of the comprehensive report on sexual violence from October 7. The report is a significant step towards addressing and acknowledging past atrocities. It aims to foster accountability and justice for affected individuals. And finally, Axios's report on the ceasefire proposal by Trump presents a diplomatic opportunity amid ongoing hostilities. This move could ease regional tensions and potentially pave the way for broader peace talks. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a petition to the Supreme Court against the appointment of Smotrich's associate as head of the Israel Land Authority. The petition alleges a biased selection process. Separately, CTEC reveals Tower Semiconductor has surged due to $1.3 billion in silicon photonics contracts. This boosts their valuation over $25 billion, driven by demand in AI data infrastructure. And finally, Globes notes that mortgage taking remained high in April despite the holidays and conflict. NIS, $7.94 billion in mortgages were taken, indicating resilient demand in the housing market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.